So this week, who has a question for Roundtable?
Hey Roundtable, I'm Linda, and today I've got a question for Roundtable. I'm a college student, but I still can't get in touch with boys. My parents once afraid that I fell in love at an early age, so I seldom communicate with boys. So how can I get on well with boys?
Oh, well, thank you very much, Linda. She's a college student and finally away from the guardianship of parents. And she's free to make some friends of the opposite sex, but she's finding it a little intimidating, a little hard. Okay, guys, what would you say from coming from the male perspective?
I think this is something that's it's a common phenomenon, I believe, with a lot of young people when they first start dating. Everyone's anxious and uncomfortable around the opposite sex. I think it depends on exposure mainly. There's a term called systematic desensitization, and this means generally just putting yourself in an environment where you feel uncomfortable more and more, especially when it's something that you need to do. I mean, most, you don't want to spend the rest of your life alone. So spend more time with people from the opposite sex. Maybe go out with some friends, male friends, you know, for a movie or for dinner, and just, you know, get more familiar with being around the opposite sex, and that anxiety will decrease. And then you can find it a lot easier to talk and hopefully get closer with someone and, get a boyfriend.
I have found myself in a similar position as Linda. I think I remember even in college, not to mention in high school, my parents have been stricter than usual parents on me going out or associating with the female students. And then upon graduation, all of a sudden their attitude has taken a 180 degrees turn, like U-turn. Now you should go out with girls and some are supposed to get married and have kids. Yes, this change of attitude was surprising and also really took me by surprise. I think there's sudden unnecessary pressure somehow that your parents have placed on you. In the sense that particularly in this form of this surprise, I think the way to go forward is perhaps to acknowledge that there's pressure coming from parents, and it's up to you as to how to deal with it. I mean, it really took me some years to sort of get used to this pressure from my parents, and I don't know. Like Tony said, going out, systemic desensitization is the way to go forward. I remember actually staging those evening parties, drinking parties, and I was fortunate to be living in a dormitory where I was fortunate to share a same dormitory building with a lot of girls.
Oh.
So we had chance to sort of host parties in our own dormitories and invite girls to come over and just basically drink alcohol and talk about what we learned in literature and stuff.
In literature?
Drinking
Why
alcohol.
Ming?
Yeah, literature. We
okay.
were literature people.
Okay.
And we studied those things, so
As
we had
he
fun.
Says. All right.
Well, that helps.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. And look at you, Liming, now. You're happily married. It seems everything worked really well for you. So, yeah, you know, learning a couple of tips from you.
I think. I guess my point is forgive your parents for taking that about face about your relationship with the male member of the society. Just forgive them.
Yeah.
And forgive yourself.
But I think for parents, maybe their thought process should change a little bit too. You can't ask someone to be someone else overnight, kind of thing. And yeah, there is a big difference here that in the US and some Western cultures, you date from a pretty young age, right?
Well, back home, yeah, you have a lot of people that start dating as young as even in like middle school. For myself, I actually also had a really strict upbringing. Like, I couldn't really go out on dates. I couldn't go out on the weekends. I mean, it was really tough for me to go out. But, you know, and but my parents, they just mainly wanted to just focus on me not getting into any trouble and not being a father sooner than I needed to be. So that was a big issue for them, and it was, you know, and I thank them for it today. And I think that most parents have, you know, the best intentions with their kids. It's just that, you know, on our side, we sometimes feel like they're being too controlling. Mm-hmm. But you know, I thank them now, you know. And yeah, and I just learned at my own pace, and just yeah, I think for me it worked out that way.
And okay, that's really good to hear, certainly. And Lai Ming, what you said earlier on, I think there's one important tip that should be highlighted. That is, organize these social gatherings when there's lots of girls and lots of guys, so you don't feel too strange, don't know how to handle the situation when it's just one and one, and then you'll get more comfortable in that environment. And certainly what I think is really try to be yourself and always remember, girl, since Linda's a girl, that boys are probably equally as nervous as you are. So
liquid courage helps.
And we just didn't necessarily think that, but actually he's got the sweaty palms as well. That's it for today's roundtable. Bye-bye, everybody.